Okay, we're here with Zach Osborne, our Christmas special, before we have our little break. Zach, how's it going?
Yeah, everything's going really good. Just getting up here, getting my day started. And yeah, everything's going well.
It's quite early over where you are at the moment, yeah?
Yeah, 7 a.m. So noon English time, but that's what time we set our date for, so figure I'd go ahead and get up, keep going.
Our special date. Yeah, we've been trying to get hold of you for the last, what, week or so?
Yeah, but you keep missing me.
All right, is it me missing you?
Yeah.
All right, okay. So you're up at 7. What's your routine for the day then? Breakfast and then a bit of training, or how does it go?
Yeah, with Cobamex, the training facility that I'm part owner in, everyone eats at the same time every day, which is 7. So we all go to the kitchen and have breakfast, and then some warming up and get started riding around 10.
Is that your training facility?
I'm part owner in it with my dad and Brandon Haas, just a business partner that we all own it, yeah.
How many riders have you got at the moment with you over there?
Well, right now it's Christmas break, so 0. But just last week there was 25, so
Whoa. It's
pretty flat out. We've had a really good response to it for a first-year business, so it's going really well.
Do you guys have sort of, is it sort of for beginners or is it for more experienced riders? How does it work?
No, it's definitely for the more experienced guys who want to max out their ability and take it to the next level.
Yeah, okay. So do you sort of, is it riding motocross and supercross?
It is riding both. It's more geared towards like the sort of 15 to 17 year old guys who are sort of amateurs in the States that want to go to the pro ranks, though.
Yeah, it's quite high level then, really.
Yeah, for sure. It's going really well. We've got some really fast guys here, and a lot of guys that are making big improvements, so it's going good.
Cool. So you left the UK, what, a little while back after the last British, was it?
Yeah, I did. I left after my injury at Fox Hills, and just to sort of get myself better. And it took a little longer than we all expected. So I just took some time off, and then I started riding again in the middle of October and getting ready for Supercross.
So you're 100% fit now, yeah?
Yeah, after Fox Hills, I had a broken shoulder ball and some mashed ligaments and tendons and all kinds of stuff. So it was kind of a serious injury, but not too serious, not something that I had to have surgery on or anything. But it was still time-consuming.
Yeah, I bet. So you mentioned about the Supercross. You're racing, what is it, 4 rounds of the West Coast?
Yeah, I'm doing the first 4 rounds of West. I'll be Anaheim, Phoenix, LA, and Oakland. Steve's really been supportive of it, and he's given me all the tools to do the job, so I think it's going to be a good thing for both of us.
Yeah, I was with Steve last week, and he says he's pretty excited about being over there for the racing, for sure.
Yeah, I think it's something that he's always wanted to do, and obviously, me being from America, it's something I want to do, so it should be a good experience for both of us.
But you did race the Supercross, when was it back?
What, 07.
07, yeah. Did you have a podium?
Yeah, I had 2 podiums when it went to Canada in both Toronto and Vancouver.
Good work. So what would happen? You said about only the first 4 rounds. So what would happen if you were actually sort of challenging for the championship?
I don't know. I spoke to Steve about that a little bit, but I guess it's something that we'll have to get to when we get to that point. If it arises.
Yeah, that's going to be a tricky one. Because after the fourth round then, does it Does it start to clash with the GPs, or does it miss it a little bit?
Well, it's just that it was it starts to spread out a little bit, and where we're doing it sort of on our own, it would just be tough. So we said it would just be good to do the first four, and then call it quits, and get ready for the GPs.
Yeah. New sort of sponsors and stuff for next year. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's good. It was a good relationship with Wild Wolf, and it's sort of sad to end that, but it's good to have Monster on board. I think we have a lot of resources and a lot of things that we couldn't get to before, so I'm really happy to be back on the Monster deal, and I think it's a really good asset to the team and to the bike and to everything.
Yeah, the Monster, obviously being another energy drink, and being Monster, what they're ploughing into the sport at the moment is unbelievable. So, and to be a factory rider as well.
Yeah, it's good. I think it'll be, you know, not really a whole lot to change though with both of those titles. Steve and Ben and everyone are still working really hard. Even if we didn't have any sponsors, they would be, I think. So it's really good to have all the titles and stuff, but I think it's just we got to keep the same attitude, and it's all about the hard work put in. So we're just gonna keep grinding it out.
I was, as I said, I was down at Steve's the other day, and didn't see Ben. Ben was out the back in one of the in one of the testing rooms, and he had your bike out there, and they wouldn't let me in there. So
yeah.
Obviously, whatever that bike is going to be quick at A1. That's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I rode the bike at Geneva, but that was with some not all the good bits. So it's going to be really good. I think I'm looking forward to it, and I have no doubts about how good my bike's going to be for the race.
Yeah, because Steve's bikes are pretty fast, to say the least. So whatever Ben was doing with the engines and bits and bobs, they kept it pretty secretive, because I tried going in, but they weren't having none of it. He shut the door in my face.
Yeah. No, they do get pretty anal about the dyno room, so I've been... I've been in the same situation about the dyno room, so don't take that too personally. It's their little baby.
Oh yeah, Steve's little baby. Yeah, definitely, and Ben's obviously. So so your plan is to obviously you're staying in the States. Are you going to base yourself out of California?
Yeah, for the Supercrosses I am. The whole winter I've been based at Club MX, but the rest of the time through January, I'll be staying in California, and then I'll be back here for about 6 weeks until the first round of the British Championship, and then I'll be back to England.
Cool. Okay, last question then. So your plans over Christmas, you staying with family, massive celebrations, or do you keep it pretty quiet?
Well, this year we changed it up a bit. My mom's family, we're going on like a little hunting trip. And it's not so far from my house, actually, so I'm going to be riding all the way until Christmas Eve.
Yep.
And then take Christmas Eve and Christmas Day off, and then I'll be back on the bike on the 27th in California.
So not much of a break, really?
No, it's only 2 weeks away, so it's not really much of a break. I'll have a little break in February.
Cool. All right, well, I'll let you go because it is early over there where you are at the minute, and I'll let you go and have some breakfast. And well, hopefully, we'll be over for one of the first four rounds, and we'll see you there.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll talk to you later.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Cheers.